No more mystery meats or muffins laden with chemical preservatives will be on the menus in the cafeterias of the largest public school system in western Massachusetts. With students returning to the Springfield Public Schools Monday after spring vacation, operations were scheduled to ratchet up at the school department's new $21 million Culinary and Nutrition Center, which will supply freshly made foods for more than 20,000 students each day. School Superintendent Dan Warwick said Springfield's thought to be the first public school system in the country to have its own centralized facility where school breakfast and lunch menu items are made, packaged, and shipped out to each of the city's schools to be served the same day.
What we're going to be able to do here is put out the best possible product, a nutritious breakfast and lunch, and even dinners now in many of our schools for our kids that's second to none in the entire country.
The 62,000-square-foot center has a large commercial kitchen for preparing soup, sauces, and roasting meats. There's a refrigerated processing room, a bakery, and large freezer. Students should definitely notice the difference, according to Tim Gray, the Springfield Public School Department's Food Services Administrator.
The processed muffin, I'll use that as an example. The ingredients list, I can't even pronounce half the words on there. The ingredient list on the muffins that we're going to be serving to our students now is just like 8 basic ingredients. So there's no more preservatives. It's going to be fresh served to the students every single day. It's just the quality is going to increase 100%.
Food produced at the new center even has its own brand, Homegrown Springfield, and a logo designed by Tamaya Romero, a senior at Springfield's Putnam Vocational Technical High School. The center was developed in collaboration with Sodexo, which has a 10-year contract to provide in-school meals. It also prepares food for a free summer meals program at parks and playgrounds throughout the city. Planning for the Culinary Center began about a decade ago. Gray said the schools were looking for a way to support a growing demand for better tasting and more nutritious school menu items.
Presently, we're partnering with, I believe it's 15 farms in the Pioneer Valley. And because of the limited growing season that we have here in Massachusetts, we're hoping to be able to take those products that we buy during the growing season here in New England and flash freeze those so that we can use them throughout the year, even in the winter months here.
Over the last few years, the Springfield schools launched a district-wide initiative to serve breakfast in every homeroom in every school. Since the advent of the Breakfast in the Classroom program, mid-morning visits to school nurses have fallen by 90%. Praising the new Food Services Center at a ribbon-cutting event, Elizabeth Willis Ogilvie, the chair of the Springfield Food Policy Council, said students cannot learn if they are hungry.
So we're talking about this in the terms of food, but this is really about literacy, and it's really about eradicating poverty.
The new food center created 40 new jobs. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.